You're listening to the family of Te Geta Podcast. A message from Neo. Who is the Galactic Federation?
Beloved friends of Earth, we operate by power and truth. We are unknown to many that we assist every moment. Our intention is to serve life with strength and compassion. Our source is one of which all life is expressed. We are love, and our mission is to teach you of this gift so that you might find peace. We are with you in form as some humans that are incarnated. But we are so much more than the story you are imagining as you read this. Let's explore the dynamics of all life and the many facets of light where we serve. I am Neo, and I am a member of the Galactic Federation. I serve with my brothers, Leika, Kabumer, and Nakatu. We arrived into the density of Te Geta to our parents, Ikai and Aya. Many that are receiving this communication are family and friends from the higher realms. Some of you are also members of the Galactic Federation. Well done on this final visit to Earth. It began as a spark of light with tones and colors that followed. In spirit, many individual singers of an infinite song knew themselves with consciousness. Ikai and Aya were the first souls to become mates. They expressed bodies by the creative spirit within. Archangels, fairies, and those that would be known as the Elohim were becoming as they realized their light. Souls were powerful, and yet this expression was all that was known. The creative ability of God's source was within all spirit that went forth to explore. Areas of the vast empty spaces of existence became full of life with stars in all directions. It would be much later that these places of life would be called galaxies with stars. The Elohim races are known now as souls from Andromeda, Sirius Nauplia, Arcturus, and of course the Pleiades. There are many more sacred expressions of souls, but these, along with archangels, angels, and fairies, are the most familiar to those on Earth. It was Elder Ikai that formed the Galactic Federation. All members were of the first creation. The progression and advancement of technology brought into power the massive motherships in operation now. There are many designs, colors, and sizes that are utilized for missions beyond the comprehension of your current reality. Speed, cloaking, and many levels and dimensions of opulence are common with all Galactic Federation operatives and crafts. The members of the Galactic Federation have homes, mates, and families. They know love to the depths and yet travel incessantly on the behalf of all life throughout the cosmos. They clear areas of darkness and dissipate energy and frequencies of harm. They visit stars of duality and upgrade bodies to circulate light. Elder Ikai created the first uniforms that would signify unity with the light forces. Blue with silver boots and capes or robes for meetings were chosen. An emblem worn in honor over the heart area is enjoyed by all members that serve the light so willingly. Elder Ikai decided that his sons would choose to become members or pursue other ventures. All of us joined without hesitation. Leika, Kabumer, Nakatu, and myself travel often and enjoy adventures of victory and expansion. We have seen all of the aspects of darkness to better serve you now in light. It is because of the Galactic Federation that a unity of life will soon be. The grand shift will usher in amazing changes, as upgrades will be welcomed by many stars of duality. The Galactic Federation will infinitely serve, and you will at last understand that we were always with you. Neiki Maiya. I love you so, Neo.